This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. What a day it is. We have got a guy who is an enigma to me. We will explain more on that later, but this guy is something else, and he has accomplished some big, big stuff in his life. I have known Greg Petrie for so long, you guys wouldn't believe it. And one of the train wrecks of all time, Patrick Munson, is the guy that introduced me to you. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah, Munson. So that's my friend.
I didn't know he was a train wreck.
Oh, my gosh.
We love Patrick.
No, we don't. I loaned Patrick my truck once. My dad's truck. My dad's legacy truck. And Munson needed a car. I said, drive my dad's truck for a while. So he drove it for like 6 months. And then he calls me up and says, there's some repairs that need to be done on the truck. I go, really? How much? It was like $3,000. I said, pay it. He goes, it's your truck. I go, no, but you did the damage. He says, no, I'm not doing it. I said, well, don't drive it. So he leaves it in storage for like 6 months, calls me up and says, you need to pay the storage bill. I go, why? So then I'm sitting in a coffee shop. Here goes my inheritance down the road. And it's on the back of the smasher truck where they take it in and turn it to a cube. That's Munson. So that's my favorite thought of Munson. So that's why I have resentments.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
So now that's why so he's the good part of it, and the truck's the bad part of it. And right in the middle, I love Patrick Munson, is what I'm trying to say. Because this is about connection and love and giving it up and having no resentments whatsoever.
And forgiveness.
And forgiveness. So, Adrian, what do you think of Greg Petrie?
I love Greg Petrie. I agree with you that he is something of an enigma. And I think that's a great part of what makes him such a unique friend and such a special person in the world of creating networking groups. And Greg, I would say you really are. You're different than what I would expect when I look up a networking group founder in the dictionary, in a good way, as we will get to.
Are we in the dictionary?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. There's a dictionary of stereotypes in their networking group founders. Right. One of the stereotypes in my dictionary of stereotypes. And so you're a little different than the average sort of, you know, super, I don't know, like I have this like used car salesman sort of stereotype of the networking group founder. And you are not that. You are spiritual and you are deep and you are a different kind of guy. And so what on earth inspired you to start a networking organization in the first place?
Well, I was selling cars. You know, I really don't know what inspired it. It was just I wanted to help business owners get more connections. And somebody said, start these things called leads groups. And I don't really, you know, call them leads groups. I call them personal introduction groups. And we started them in Boulder, Colorado, back in 1997. And they just flourished from there. People go, I want to go to these things. These are cool. But someone asked me, they said, well, so your mission is to inspire people to grow their businesses. And I said, not really. My mission is to inspire people to live inspired lives. Because when we live inspired lives, we grow our businesses. We grow our wealth. We grow our families. We grow everything in our life by living inspired. So that's really kind of the mission in many ways. Inside of that, Greg, you got BNI, you got Take Five Net, you got a zillion competitors.
Right.
And back when you started doing it, when I first met you, you've been doing it all that time. You found out that it works, and you've developed this model, and now you've got this thing running all over the world, right?
We do. We do. We have members in many states, many different countries. And I guess really, like Adrian said, it's more spiritual. You know, we're one of the few organizations that I'm aware of that's really based on the law of attraction. You know, what you vibrate, what your energy is, goes out into the world, and it attracts that energy back to you. And that's what we base everything on. So it really is based on higher consciousness. And, you know, I'm reading a book right now, and it said everything is consciousness. It just is. So through our consciousness is where we create prosperity and the peace and the enjoyment of living this in this world.
So you celebrated 25 years of One Business Connection last year?
We did.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's a really big milestone.
Well, and a lot of people say there's these networking groups everywhere. And I say, well, how many have been around for 25 years? Not too many of them. And only 5% of all companies actually will survive 25 years. So it's a fun track record. But the other thing, too, is a lot of people get burnt out after doing something a long period of time. And I'm really not burnt out. I really like it.
You travel hither, thither, and yon. I mean, you are gone in the morning to one end of the state to the other, meeting, 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 are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I drive to meetings, and I love doing the meetings. But we do a lot of virtual meetings. We have a huge connection right now in Arizona. And so I go to Arizona quite a bit. But, yeah, I just enjoy meeting new people and going, what are you doing?
They all want to know that first spiritual book that you talked about that you can't remember the title of. The consciousness book. You could tell he didn't know it. He couldn't remember it. You forget it, Jason.
Oh, my book.
Hey, yeah, Jason. Oh. No, not your book. Jason Stewart, congratulations on that 5-year milestone. You put it out on Facebook, so obviously you're outing yourself as being a sober man for 5 years. I'm extremely proud of you. The 6th year is always the hardest.
Oh, really?
Sorry. No, whenever they tell me, I just say that you're out. Just to keep them on track. No, so that was a lie. This is the book Greg wrote, and this book, there's a guy upstairs that's just about as deep as Greg. His name's Carl DeVere. And Carl DeVere, I go in the office all the time, and not only is he reading this book, he is living this book. And it is so – what's it about?
It's called Me. I mean, that's really good.
Dead air is not great on the radio, Greg. I'm just going to tell you that right
he
now.
He did that for effect. And every one of these –
the effect didn't work too well, right? No, it's about there's nowhere to go in this world except right here. Everything you want is right here. Be here. You know, the past is an illusion. The future is not real. Everything that we contribute, everything we do, everything that we want to have, it's coming from right here, the pinnacle of life. So be here. You know, I mean, there's more than that, but that's a big piece of it.
Yeah. And then you've got another book called this one. And this one's significantly bigger print and smaller. So
Tom can read it.
Yeah, I know. So what's it about? This is the one I love. What's it about?
Well, this one is, you know, how to work by referral. Because most companies, most people, the easiest way to build your company is through personal introduction. I don't know. There's something called contact mapping you might have heard of. And working through people, not, you know, through their connections, through who they know, is so powerful. But a lot of people don't know how to do it. So I wrote a book and many books on this. But this book is really kind of personal development on how to work by referral.
And it's called The Power of One Business Connection. Right. So you definitely – it's – a very, very good, very practical book. And one of the things that stands out to me, Greg, in just thinking about the way that you do things, and I think hearing you talk about the why of what you do and how you go about doing it is something that maybe even made it more clear to me, because you are of anything that I get out of being part of the network that you have created, it's really, I describe it to others like this. They go, you know, why would you be in part of a networking group? You know, what are you going to do? And, you know, you're a global company. Why would you do this? And I go, well, honestly, I really think that the biggest value is that Greg is like a network concierge, and he's just constantly sending me people who I should meet. And so
he's the worst at the intro I've ever met.
That's just very, very nice.
Matt actually was really hard. It was tough. That was my heart, by the way.
Okay, keep going. But he is. He's a referral king, isn't he?
He really does. And he's getting better at sending more than, hey, Greg, or hey, Adrian, this is Tom. You guys should know each other.
Yeah, that's what I used to say. So on Saturday, though, I'm with Taylor Mitchell. I'm with woman named Jordan, two N's, and I'm with J.W. Wilson. Right. And then three different asks of these people, all three of them said, I need to check with Greg. So he's like the God. Look at this little – he looks like a Yoda godfather, doesn't he?
I am Italian, you know, so whatever, you can call me the God, all Italian, 100%.
That is so cool.
Godfather of network.
But you created real, real, real loyalty inside of these people, and that makes me extremely happy because, you know, I can learn from that.
Well, you know, loyalty is the key. You know, you want to have people's back. You want to say, you know, I have a referral, and to go, oh, I'll give you three connections. No, this guy, you've got to do business with this person. He's the most amazing person that does what he does. So loyalty, you know, just having fun, you know, having fun in life and enjoying what you're doing. I mean, you guys do that all the time.
We live to laugh. We live to have fun. Adrian lives to apologize for me. So does Denise. It's awesome. Our life is perfect. We're here for a reason today, and we're going to talk about it in the next break. It's kind of a serious day for us, so we're going to suck the air out of this call a little bit and make it do a tribute to a guy. I didn't even tell you that was what we were going to do, but right. that guy was a heck of a human being, and these guys had a big shock in the last week, which really reinforces to me that every one of you need to initiate a remember on literally everybody you know. Initiate a remember. You don't have to follow them up and try to pitch them on anything. Just say their name, say what you love about them, tell them you were thinking about them, and what can you do to make their life better, and get out of Dodge. Because I'm telling you what, you never want to be in a position in the back of your mind, why didn't I reach out? And that's what we're going to talk about on the other side. But, you know, Adrian and I are committed to changing the world through deeper relationships with people. And he said, you know, it's all heart. It's called the BLTS. It's people need to belong. They need to know that you love them. They need to know that they can trust you and that they're safe with you. And they'll do anything. And this guy, he just exemplifies that. He is all for the person across the room. And if anything works out his way in the interim or afterward, it's all good. Right, Adrian?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, one of the things, just as an example, you know, we went to an event last year with the top 100 realtors, right? Top 100 realtors in the Denver metro area.
Kylie Whitaker.
We met just an unbelievable young woman who has become a big part of our lives as a result. But we showed up at that thing not really knowing what to expect at Greg's invitation, at Greg's request. And I kind of expected to go there and, you know, rub elbows with people, whatever, figure out how to network the room a little bit and, you know, see Greg or not see Greg. I had no expectation of what was about to happen. And instead, Greg literally led us both around by the arm and introduced us to a ton of amazing, powerful people in that room.
Emmy.
You are just a wonderful co-host.
I am a co-hosting nightmare.
Take us to the break.
I am hijacking his entire thought process, and I got the look. I can always tell the look because he's smiling, but he's got this dagger going at me, which he's going, Dad, come on, we're trying to create some radio here. But guess what? It's all about people, and it's all about dropping their name. Brandon Barnum's probably going to listen to this show because he heard he was mentioned on it. His friend, not little, but she's kind of little, Emmy. Unbelievable person. She was the star of the show along with Kylie. So all of you need to know him. What's his website? Do we have any place for them to be able to find him?
This onebusiness.com, which is like the goat of URLs, I have to say. Onebusiness, onebusiness.com.
Yeah, thank you.
Check out Greg.
Yeah, that was nice. The goat.
Very nice.
All right, we're coming back right after this. Genesis Communication Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation fixation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It is the Legacy Leadership Show with Greg Petrie. Not Petrie, Petrie. And we are here. And we are on fire. And no one can believe that we do this radio this well. But we are good at it after many, many years, my little boy, Adrian.
Ham and egg.
Take it away, Mr. Egg.
All right. So today's a big day. And it's a big day because we, this morning, celebrated the life of two really remarkable people who I already knew were remarkable, and came to find out that they were far more remarkable than I even appreciated in terms of the contribution that they made in the world. Their names were Alan and Sharon Christensen. They were really pillars of the community here in Longmont, Colorado. They were members of the group that Greg founded called One Business Connection, and they were really important members of that group, so much so that we were just in the process of starting up a new chapter that Alan was set to lead. And so literally the day that they passed away in a tragic car accident, Greg and I were on a call saying, hey, we're going to get on with Alan tomorrow, and we're going to get this all set up. And tragically, they were taken too soon. And so that is incredibly sad in a way. And at the same time, I'm just incredibly present to what it looks like to live life well and how I want to be remembered and what it means to be someone that makes a contribution that extends far beyond oneself in the world. And so, Greg, I'm just curious, you know, what did you take away from that experience and just from your very dear friendship with Alan in particular that we can learn from and honor him and his legacy as a result of the way that he lived his life?
His beliefs matched his actions.
Wow.
I mean, it really did. He lived his faith and people never, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say a bad word about him, ever.
I didn't like it. keep going.
Oh, I mean, Tom, you're out of here. No, Tom, he was one of those people that really gave his faith a good name because he did what he said he was going to do. He was kind. He was caring. And then he did things all over the world.
Yeah.
Like in Africa and Cambodia. And he built churches. He was just one of those people through kindness he created.
Yeah.
And the people that knew him, it's astounding to me. I heard Greg Chaddock was there. That's a guy I never thought would be, you know, just the cross-section of people that are in different faiths or in different walks of life that knew this guy that went to that service. I didn't go, but I heard it was incredible. And the touching tributes to him, the guy just never did anything except serve, serve, serve. And that's how we want to be remembered.
Yeah. So that's actually true. Very true.
That they told a story that Alan was part of helping to create and launch a new church in, I think they said Minnesota. And he was, he worked for many years as a hospital administrator. And he and this guy would go and work all day long, 9 to 5, whatever it was. They'd go home, have dinner, and then they'd meet at 7 o'clock at this building. And they would work until 3 in the morning, literally building this church, like fitting out this church with their bare hands, like actually doing the construction work. And they did that for a whole year
to
get this thing off the ground. And they didn't want the spotlight. He didn't want the spotlight. And I just think, you know, whatever it is that you believe, whatever it is that you believe in, just to realize that there is this, there's just another level. There's an opportunity to make a contribution in the world that is truly from your heart. And it's not about the applause. It's not about the recognition from others. It's about making the kind of dent that you want to make in the world. And they talked about that, you know, he was just about 6 months older than you. So he was just about to turn 72, in a couple of weeks. And they just launched a whole new thing that was another part of the legacy that he was looking to create. And they finished that project in the last 6 months. And he, you know, just this never stop contributing and never, you know, he just never had, they said, you know, he never retired. He never wanted to slow down. He wanted to continue to create vision and then bring that vision about in the world. And that's something that is really inspiring and that I see in both of you guys, you people over here. So
well, just one thing I'd like to say, and I hope everybody agrees. You guys say, you know, what is it? Lead with your fire, brain, hire your heart. Alan always led with God. I mean, it was always God. It was always his alignment with divine. And I think we should all, when we all do that, everything works. And that's what he did. And that's why he was so special.
Yeah. So, Alan and Sharon, we honor your memory. And I think we all can, you know, regardless of what your beliefs are, we all can learn something from what they did and the impact that they had in the world. So it's good to get to recognize them and to learn from that. And so we're with Greg Petrie. We're going to take another break here on the Legacy Leadership Show. You're listening with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Greg Petrie on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Ron Klain, White House Chief of Staff, says He's leaving.
Klain is expected to step down from his position in the coming weeks, although the White House is making no comment. According to a report in the New York Times, Klain's resignation would be the biggest staffing shakeup in the Biden administration since taking over the presidency 2 years ago. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is expected to meet with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy immediately pretty much responding on Twitter to that invitation about a meeting at the White House, saying, quote, President Biden, I accept your invitation to sit and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending.
That's Julie Serkin. No official time or date has been set. The NFL divisional playoffs are getting underway. Jacksonville visits Kansas City this afternoon, and the Giants tonight at the Eagles. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And it is Greg Petry. And it is One Business Connection. And we, in the previous segment, we're talking about a guy who just lived a powerful life. And I find out the life he lived after he's gone. And that just makes me mad. Because I am so arrogant. I've met him 5 times. But I never took the time. I interviewed him with my eyes. I was always busy doing something else. And I never really sat down to get the essence of the guy. And I regret that today because he's somebody that could have been a contribution to my life, but I had the blinders on, too busy, whatever it is. All of you, reach out. Everybody's got a story that will bring you to your knees if you'll just take the time to listen to it. That's A. And B, the people that you do know, what you don't want to do is wake up, get a phone call that somebody has had a tragic accident, they're not here anymore, and you hadn't reached out. And I am going to tell you, that's where his, Adrian's company, Contact Mapping, is so magic, because of those rotations. And remember, where you go in there and you sporadically, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Sporadically, just say something nice to people without agenda, just to make their day a little bit better by virtue of the fact that you remembered them, is going to make all the difference in the world. And if something like this does come along, your conscience is as clear as it could possibly be, because you had reached out to them. Right, guys?
I totally agree. And you know, conscience is one part of it. I think regret and living life without regret is maybe even a bigger part of it, right? Because, you know, of course, if there's something that you need to clean up with somebody in your life, go do it right now. Don't wait, because you can't count on tomorrow, right? No matter what, we can never take anything for granted. But even beyond that, so often, you know, we have these feelings of, if only I had gotten to have that one last conversation, or if only I had the chance to really tell that person what they truly meant to me, or how much I admired them, or whatever that is. And if you can live a life where you're embodying those principles and that way of being, and doing it all the time as a matter of just the way that you carry yourself in the world, then you're going to have so much greater of a contribution. So much is going to come back to you in the form of relationship and connection and living a good life. And you're never going to have that moment where suddenly you've lost somebody and you're feeling like, gee, I sure wish that I had that opportunity to be connected with them. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, I say this a lot, and I think it's a quote by Tara Singh. It said, value what's valuable. Value what's valuable.
Wow.
And you know what's valuable.
Okay, so that's, thank you. Tell them how many books you read and how many books you have and what your favorite books are. Because the books he loves, you've never heard of. Wallace Wattles. Who's Wallace Wattles?
Oh, everybody's heard that book. I mean, it's The Science of Getting Rich. That's one of the greatest books. But a good, you know, I don't know if you've ever studied Ernest Holmes. But he's one of my favorite authors, you know, Thoughts Are Things. My favorite book by him that I've read so far is The Creative Mind and Success by, Ernest Holmes. A book from 1950 I'm reading for the fifth time. I just read them over and over because, you know, my memory, I don't know what it is.
You would think that Greg's in the gang because he's got this old, is that a Cadillac or a Lincoln Continental, that old car of yours?
Oh, my Lincoln Town Car.
A Lincoln Town Car? But he's got so many books in the trunk that he looks like one of those gangbangers because his car is just tilted up. And see how short he is? So he's sitting on a telephone book trying to look over the steering wheel because it's tipping up like this because he's hauling all these books around. And then whenever he goes in any place, he's got all these books and he's going, okay, everybody, have you read this one? Have you read this one? Have you read this one? And I'm a bookaholic. I don't know if you guys know that. So I always look at the books that he loves because I want to just follow in his footsteps because he kind of pre-does it for me because he's so bright. But I am telling you, this guy is a reading machine, aren't you?
Well, I don't read as much as a lot of people, but want to read, you know, a couple books a month. And I don't think there's anything more important than bringing back to society the love of reading books at all ages. It's really, as long as they're empowering books by people that have done something, but yeah, reading books is one of the most important things we can do. There's just no doubt about it. And I agree with you.
You read mostly old books. Is that true?
No, not really.
I mean, you look old.
But I love the ancients. Like, I read a book, you know. Do you think in the United States there's any issue right now with, you know, politics? Okay, I won't go there. But read this book. It's called On Liberty. This is written in 1859 by John Stuart Mill. It is not an easy read. But it gives you a whole idea of what's going on in our culture that was going on back in 1859 in England. So, yeah, older books really have a lot of wisdom. There's no doubt about it.
And how did you get this deep love of books, of learning, of spirituality? Where did all you just don't feel that deep until I talk to you. So how did that happen?
I don't
Your
know.
Mom and dad? Or
I don't really know.
The woman you married? Or
I really
trial know. And tribulation? Something had to trigger it.
No, I mean, I wish I knew. But, I mean, it's just you know, I know that I did door-to-door. Can I say it? Can I say it on here? Door-to-door encyclopedia sales.
You did?
Wow.
The company was around 100 years, and they were real advocates of personal development. And they would train you and say, hey, read these books, read these stories, read these things, these quotes. And so it just kind of got in my nature. And that was way, way back when I was, you know, this age right over here.
Did that, is that really a big part of where that got introduced to you?
It really was, because they were really wanting you to be a positive person, because it wasn't easy going out and knocking on doors cold, and you had to stay positive in your mind, and they would do everything they could to infuse you with that from books and ideas. And I think it kind of started there on some level.
I don't even want to admit this because it'll show what a dork I am. Number one, Adrian will tell you that I never listen to music, correct?
True.
I never listen to music. I'm always listening to something. Right. So this Rami Avadre wrote this book, something about it, Think and Grow Rich. Only you would.
Can you really think and grow rich?
Can you really think and grow
rich? I saw that book in your office.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I was wondering what that was.
So I chased him down. We met him. We had him on the show.
Oh, okay.
So what was so cool about that was now all of a sudden I'm back in love with that whole guy that wrote that book. Who wrote that book?
Napoleon Hill.
Napoleon Hill. So I went and got the 15-hour course. Oh, and wow. I'm listening to this guy for 15 hours. And I am having the time of my life. Finally revisiting everything I already knew. And it is glorious. And it's astounding to me how long ago that was written and how relevant it is now. And every one of you, every one of us can just become better people and lots more successful if we just take all that negative out of our head. And that's it. That's all these books talk about, is stop living in the past. Stop living in the negative. Live in the solution. And it's going to show up. And I told Denise, my wife, that today. And she was upstairs in my office, and there was something going on, and there was a little negative behind her eyes. And she said, I need to get out of here and go downstairs. She's a Buddhist, so she goes and does something or another. But at the end of the day, she knows it. So I need to do that. So absolutely everything I do is in the solution. And that's how you live your life, right?
Well, you got to be so, so vigilant and careful of the thoughts you let in the divine mind. I mean, that's the key to the whole thing. Be very, very careful and use your mind to create positive things in this world, because we can.
And you do that. That's how you live your life.
You guys are way deeper than I am. I'll tell you what. No, but it's true. And you, when you're on especially an entrepreneurial journey, you are going to constantly have obstacles and speed bumps and stuff coming up in your past. And you have to become... You have to learn the skills and the patterns of how to maintain your mindset, because if you don't do that, you're going to continually get knocked down, because there's nobody that is paving the way for you. You're out there cutting the way for yourself. And so if you're not able to pick yourself up over and over again, then you're going to really struggle as an entrepreneur. And if your mindset is not right, then it's going to be really difficult for you to do that, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, and I want you to think about role models. And you guys might not like Tom Brady at all. And I don't give a rat's if you like him or not.
I like him.
Well, it's because you're from Italy. So here's the deal. You're from the East Coast too, right?
Well, on my dad's side. Mom's from Colorado.
All right. So here's the deal. The guy's a good football player, 45 years old, out there getting his, he's talking, he's grateful, he's positive. What you don't see is the guy lost like hundreds of millions of dollars and is up for all kinds of liabilities on this FTX thing.
Yeah.
Alongside that, he's also got that divorce going on with his wife and what goes through a whole, that entire nightmare with the little kids in the whole shot. Right. But you would never know it. The guy is living like, I got a football team to lead here. None of those distractions are going to get in, and I'm going to play it to my best ability and deal with that stuff as it deals. And that's exactly what you go through, Adrian, where, you know, you just, no matter what it is, every day, no matter what hit you the night before, you wake up and, oh, my God, I got to say something really important. And you put your spikes on and get on the field, but I've changed my mind. So somebody, it might have been Elon Musk. I think it was. I read a quote about Elon Musk saying that he doesn't turn his phone on and look at his phone first thing in the morning anymore, because the first thing he would always see is people saying absolute garbage about him. So his day would start with a negative
implant. Absolutely true.
And he said, I just moved my phone. So I tried it. And I am telling you guys, it works. So I moved the phone upstairs. And I have to go get it. But between here and there, there's a whole lot of stuff I can do to have a positive mindset before I have to open up Armageddon. And I am telling you all, that made a difference for me. Is that cool enough?
And you know what I've been doing lately?
What?
Is putting my phone on airplane mode. And the reason I do that is so that you don't have those EMFs and things coming through. Try it out. Put your phone on airplane mode at night, and even when you're not using it and you don't have that energy, and be having a morning ritual. Have a positive morning ritual, Tom. I mean, it's so vital.
Yeah, yeah. The amount of distraction and space that gets rented in our minds by these devices.
That's a good way to put it.
Is unbelievable. And there's studies that show that your ability to think, to process anything that requires real, like, concentration, that even if your phone is in your pocket off, that just your brain knows that that phone is there, and it almost can't tell the difference whether it's on or off. It just, if that thing is physically in your presence, your brain is, like, monitoring for that potential for some dopamine hit, because we are just so wired.
It's a good way. I never thought of that. I like that.
Yeah.
You guys like Tony Robbins?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Okay, so his right-hand woman is a woman named Lauren LaHave. Lauren LaHave traveled all over the world with Tony, putting on his events. Now she's a huge network marketer, making major, major money with Jeff Roberti. Next week, she's on the show. And it is going to be epic. Ha! And she's doing a woman's event that is incredible. And we're even going to have a ticket to give away. She rented Eric's facility, that giant, giant thing in the round.
Yeah.
Is that the craziest thing? She is a force of nature. I've never met anybody like her in our life. I know. And she, Adrian's telling me I got to go to the break, and I'm going to go when I want. So you're not the boss. So anyway, we got to take a break. This is the Genesis Communication Network. We will be right back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Greg Petrie. It is Adrian Chenault. And it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Final segment. We just love this guy. He is our kind of guy.
I love you guys.
True story. And his organization, 1BC, is worldwide. You ought to plug into it. Take a look at what he's doing because he is a connector. He forces people in the meetings to do all they can to try to serve somebody else across the table in the form of a lead. I love his meetings. I love what he stands for. And he's just a heck of a guy that wears scarves.
He does wear scarves. It's your signature.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did that come from?
Affectatious.
It's just affectatious.
I do it in the summer.
I know. How long have you been doing this affectatious thing?
I don't know. Ever since I've known you, like about 10, 12 years.
So I have to tell you another story. When Dominic was a little kid, he was, remember how cute he was? He was just this little kid that would follow me around like a puppy dog. So I started calling him Assfacious.
Assfacious.
So we're at Whole Foods in Boulder. And so I'm paying for the food, and I give the lady the money, and Dominic's over there, and I said, get over here, Assfacious. And the lady just put her hands down. And she goes, did you really name that poor child Assfacious? And Dominic smiled at her and said, he sure did. That was one of the greatest, wittiest things by him you've ever seen. And he's never been the same since. But, yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Oh, Affectatious. I was like, where did that story come from?
Affectatious reminded me of Assfacious. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Right. So that, now you have a nickname.
If only I had a soundboard, I could do the Seinfeld like theme music.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. So, Greg, pandemic hits. You had really not done a whole lot of online anything before that. And you, instead of retreating, turned One Business Connection from pretty much a Colorado organization to an international organization. Is that true?
Well, yeah. And what's interesting is I learned the lesson from the encyclopedia business.
Really?
Because in 1994, people were telling me, these are going away. And I'm going, they've been around 100 years. They're not going away. No, you got to listen to them. They're going away. The whole company fell apart, and I would not be flexible, and I did not change. And so when this happened, I said, we're spinning on a dime. We're just going to change. We're going to do stuff differently. And I had studied Zoom calls 7 years prior. I knew how to run them. I knew how to do masterminds. And so it was just second nature. It was like, hey, I don't care what we're doing. Let's be flexible. Let's change. And I learned that from not being flexible and losing a lot of money and lots of stuff. And they're fun. They really are fun.
They
are. In a lot of ways. We got members in Colombia and Venezuela and Lebanon, for God's sakes. You know, cool stuff. Africa.
One of the guys in Venezuela? Alejo? Where was Venezuela?
He's from Colombia.
Colombia.
Yeah,
sorry.
He's cool.
That's right. So this guy fell so in love with Greg that he moved to Denver from Colombia. So that's a pretty profound impact, Mr.
Well,
Greg.
I mean, I can't take full credit for that.
Like 90,
he was
going
to go to Austin, and I convinced him to stay in Colorado. And his kids go, what is this snow stuff?
I know. Yeah, they're
a 4-year-old, 7-year-old, they're going, it's really cool. Get me back in the house. Oh. But, yeah, they're really having fun and adapting well.
But, you know, for all of you that are reinventing yourself, you got to go where your connections are. You've got to go where your best shot at having people help you be successful are. And another thing that I learned from Greg, and he's always inviting me to these things, and they just scare the crud out of me,
because I hate people to realize how shallow I'm not deep. I really am. And so he's always going, Tom, you got to come and do this mastermind with me. And I, have you ever noticed I've never gone to one? And I'm officially confessing. I just don't want to be the dumbest guy in the room.
Tom, I'm just you know you don't believe that.
You know you don't believe
it. Adrian will tell you I know that.
Does he believe that?
I think he's just terrified of his own shadow. It is interesting, though. It is interesting. So, Greg, you pivoted the company. You have moved into all these international places, and you've created this kind of melting pot where it's not necessarily constrained by locality, and it's working really well. Is that something that you anticipated, or did that surprise you how well that has worked?
I didn't anticipate it. I really didn't. So it's just fun. And again, what you do with contact mapping, what I do, and is like just enjoy these people. And that's why just going one little step back to Alan Christensen and his wife and what happened to them. And a week ago, Adrian called me on the phone, and it was like a Tuesday morning. And he said, I'm almost positive this is Alan, 95%. And it just shows that, guys, we're here on planet Earth to do really good things and really, really do it. Take time to create the dreams that you want to, because there's amazing people, and Alan was one of them. He just was one of those heartfelt people. We all are. And just use that good energy to do good in this world. I think that's really the mission of everyone should be. We do that. There are no problems. There's only solutions.
You're right on. And there's a new book that just came out. It's called The Good Life. It's put out by a Harvard professor and I think a Yale professor who run the four-generation psychological study on what it means to create happiness. Mm-hmm. And what it all comes down to, the only variable that they can say with any certainty is the thing that moves the needle, is real relationships. That is truly where lifelong happiness and satisfaction is created. And you hear that in his voice. You hear that in what Greg is talking about, because it really was. It was about getting to do these cool things with the people that he has done them with. That's what it's been for me. That's what it's been for Greg. That's what it's been for Tom. And so go and tell somebody in your life that they matter to you. You will never, ever regret it. And, you know, I pray to God it's not, but you just never know if it's the last time that you have a chance to share that with somebody. So, Alan, Sharon, we love you. We honor your legacy. Greg Petrie from One Business Connection, it's been awesome having you here with us today. Go check out onebusiness.com to learn more about what he is doing there. And next week we have Lauren LaHave on Legacy Leadership. You do not want to miss that powerhouse. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much for listening to Legacy Leadership with Adrian and Tom Chenault. Over and out.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.